Okay, guys, practice four. Just in case you need me to keep track of that for you. I thought the effort was outstanding. Probably the best we've worked in the 4 days. The hardest. Cleaned some things up. Still some things that we certainly have to. We got into some situational football, which was good. And we'll start to get into more of that each day now. Any questions?
What's your early impressions of Dallas Clark? I know he had a nice fingertip catch in one of the 11-on-11 drills.
I'm really excited to have Dallas on our club. Not only how well he's performed so far, but the leadership, maturity, all those things. I think he's going to be a key part of what we do.
Coach, what about the progress of some of the backup offensive tackles that might be replacing Penn? Have you had a chance to evaluate their progress and how they've done?
Yeah, I think Dot's done a really good job getting in there, and Meredith has done some good things. And then some of the rookies, I'm going to hold judgment on them. But I think I'm impressed with what Dot's done so far.
Did Eric Ray go off today? Is there anything? Is he okay?
I think he's okay. I think he's, something small probably. Yeah.
How's the secondary coming together?
They're working hard. Yeah. That's, as I've often said, and I coached the position until I became a head coach, so I'm probably biased, but, it's you have to cover the best athletes there are in the game, and they know where they're going, and we don't. As a secondary, I think that's the position that takes the longest to gel, but they are working their tails off, and every day making improvements. So if we can keep doing that, we'll get there.
You got a nice blend of experience and youth back there, too.
We do. We do. And I think, to have Rondé back there is just it's been a blessing. He has all his experience and his maturity. Again, I think we have a good mix. I like the kind of young, experienced mix that we have. Show him the way.
What are you seeing in Taquan, and what does he bring to the mix with his experience?
Well, he's had a good first 4 days of camp. He's made some big plays, chunk plays, which, are critical in offensive football. So if he can continue to do that, now 4 days doesn't a camp make, but you got to have the first four before you can have the second. So right now he's off to a good start.
Zutas showed his versatility his whole career, both with you at Rutgers and here with the Bucks. So what makes him such a good fit at that center spot?
Well, I think, he's a strong guy, but there's a lot of strong guys. He's very intelligent, can learn things very quickly, and grasp concepts, and a lot of times with all the different blitz looks you get in this day and age of football, you really need someone who understands concepts, because you're going to get new looks, slightly, just a little bit different. But if your center can identify and communicate that, he kind of calms everybody else down. And that's what we're counting on from Jeremy.
Is the competition at running back a lot more different than a competition at other positions, knowing that you can go with the complementary system at the end of the day?
Probably. Probably different than maybe like a quarterback kind of competition, because you want to play one quarterback. You really don't want to be alternating quarterbacks. Whereas running back, I almost think in this day and age it's a necessity. One guy can't take all the carries, as big and strong and violent as the defensive players are.
For the one guy, though, specifically, how are you going about
it? Well, I think, if that happens, then certainly you let it happen, but you don't make it happen. I think that's where you make a mistake. You're going to make something happen. It's got to play its way out. And until it does, you have guys that are good players, and you kind of keep facilitating that it does play out by giving guys touches. As I've said all along, though, whether it's receivers, running backs, doesn't matter who it is, they'll earn those touches in the game because the touches are limited.
Can you tell if in the 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 work, can you tell if Josh is starting to improve on some of the decision-making things that he had a problem with a year ago? Can you tell that now, or do you have to wait until games?
Well, I think I think just like the whole team is, he's improving every day. And part of that is decision making, a big part of it. Really, when you look at quarterback play, that may be the biggest part of it. It's a very much like a fighter pilot. They're split second or high speed decisions that you have to make, and then you have to execute once you make those decisions. So we try to put them in as many situations as we can, you know, defensively, we're trying to show him looks, take him away, so he's got to really figure it out. And I think he's doing better each day, which that's what we have to do at every position. But, you know, we all know how important the quarterback position is. So,
Bill Sheridan the other day was saying that, you know, some of the heated competition that he sees on his defense anyway is at linebacker. What's been your impression of the battles that are going on for the starting roles?
Well, I think there's definitely battles. Yeah. I'm pleased with Mason. He's getting better every day. Adam's coming back from the injury, and he's starting to get it now. I think Levante is doing some really good things. I think we have some good young kids there, you know. I think Black's made a lot of plays, you know, in these first 4 days. So just got to keep getting better. You know, the whole thing is doing your job. One of the things you can't do as a defensive player is try to do too much. Because then what happens is you do that and you open something up and then it's a big play. You know, and then guys start to lose confidence in what they're doing. So, you know, we just got to do our job and do it consistently. But I think the linebackers are starting to better understand what they're doing and they're starting to get a better feel.
There's always talk about the front four kind of sets the tone. But can the linebackers really kind of set the tempo as well?
Well, I believe the front four sets the tone. I mean, I think the linebackers are important, and I played the position. I love the position, but at the end of the day, those front four, they are the key to your defense. They make everything else go.
When Dallas Clark got here, I mean, we obviously were a little bit cautious. We knew he had that injury history. He didn't make any declarations about what he would or wouldn't be, but for the first few days, physically, how's he look to you? He hasn't caught everything, but just what's your general assessment?
I think he looks really good, and I think he's working his tail off. I mean, a true professional. So, like anybody else, you keep your fingers crossed. It's a violent game, but I think I'm very pleased that he's on our team. Thanks, guys.